Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good. We just did our first video after coming back from IPCPR of video cigar reviews. So it feels a little like getting back in here.
That's right. So today we are talking about the JRE Rancho Luna Maduro Robusto. The cigar is 5-inch by 50 ring gauge. The cigar comes out of the Las Lomas factory in Honduras. The wrapper is Honduran Maduro. Binder is Honduran Corojo. And the filler is Honduran Habano and Corojo. Blended by Justo and Julio Oroa. Price point is $7. And the cigar was released in July of 2016. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
The pre-light was really good, actually. Within the look of that cigar, dark brown, gritty, toothy wrapper. Always love a really toothy wrapper. That's like one of those things where I feel like I'm in for a treat, but it's attractive. Bunch of roll felt really well done. Uniform give throughout the whole cigar. I didn't feel any soft spots. Veins well pressed, seems really tight. The heads finish off with a really well adhered thick triple cap. When I smell the wrapper, I got a really strong dry barnyard and cedar. When I smell the foot, dark chocolate bar and white pepper, cold draw, got some dry mixed nuttiness and aged cedar note coming through. So all in all, really good.
Yeah, wrapper was dark brown, had a vein running the length of the cigar on each side of the logo of the band. Seams are smooth but visible due to some slight color variations on the wrapper. Head was finished off with a triple cap. Single band is present, primarily silver with some black and red on it. There's a howling wolf on it, as well as the name of the line. The aroma from the wrapper was a mix of barnyard and wet hay, while the foot gave a mix of leather and cocoa. Pre-light draw was a very simple light leather to it. So getting into flavor, what was your experience like?
So starting from the first third, I got baker's chocolate, a little bit of a charred wood going on, mixed nuts, and a very balanced black pepper spice. When I retrohaled, that gave me more of a greater intensity and a focused black pepper spice. Cedar and this underlying, like, really tasty, really jammy, ripe, kind of a dry plums. Finish, slightly charred and bitter wood and mixed nuts. Strength of body at a consistent medium. Moving on to the second third. Namely, a mixture of slightly charred wood that at times has this, like, wood campfire-like effect to it. And then I got tapered black pepper and mixed nuts. That baker's chocolate that I had tasted within that first third is more in like the background now, and you know, it's fairly faint. Retro loses out on that dry plums that I loved so much, but now mainly a mix of black pepper and mixed nuts. Finish still the same, slightly charred and bitter wood and mixed nuts. Strength moves to almost to that medium full category, while body still stays at medium. Moving on to the last third. I felt like by the time I got to the last third, the cigar started to lose out on some complexities, not being spice and wood-centric, with that black pepper and charred wood coming through. The charred wood note spikes, and as a result of that, I felt like it didn't allow the other notes to kind of come through. So that was, you know, a bit of a letdown. The retro, namely black pepper, baking spices, subtle mixed nuts, finish, deeper notes of black pepper in addition to the pre-existing charred wood. Strength nears medium full and body medium.
Yeah, cigar started out with a gritty earthiness along with a little bit of cocoa in the background. At a quarter inch in, some wood joined the earthiness, which pushed the cocoa note out. Retro Hill is a slightly darker and richer version of the earthiness in the wood. At an inch in, earth and wood create a really nice pairing, and there's a chocolate undertone in the background. And then as the third came to a close, the chocolate note goes away and some minerality appeared in the background to kind of support that earthiness in the wood. And the strengths are at the mild medium mark. Getting the second third, the earthiness and wood mixture continued as the minerality kind of lessened a bit. Retrohale was a very creamy version of that same mix of earthiness and wood. 3/4 of an inch in, not much in the way in transition, still a nice mix of earth and woodiness. And as the third came to a close, that wood gained some char and some nuttiness joined in along with the earthiness. And the strength had bumped up to be right at medium. Getting into the final third, profile was a bit darker and the charred wood and the earthiness. Retrohale was a creamy charred wood. at a quarter inch in, a slight bitterness kind of latched on with the charred wood, while the earthiness was now more of a background note. And then at three quarters of an inch in, that char and the bitterness dropped back and the wood was up front. There's also a slight bit of mintiness that kind of joined in as well. At an inch and a quarter, quite a bit of bitterness returned, kind of pushed the charred wood to the background, and that's kind of how the cigar finished out for me. Strength had bumped up just slightly to be a little bit above medium. So performance-wise, for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
Oh, really good construction. I rated the burn very good and perfection on the draw. So put a little color on the burn. Great burn, tight ashes, inch and a half increments. Ash towards the last third, slightly flowers, but not a big deal. Burn temp was cool the whole time I was smoking it. Never had a relight or touch up or any of that nature. On the draw, it was perfect. Perfect medium between, you know, being too tight and having enough airflow through. So no complaints on construction.
Yeah, the burn was slightly wavy at times, but overall it was pretty sharp. The ash held on in 1-inch increments. But for me, the ash would just drop without any notice. Like, it would just get to 1 inch, and then it would just fall right off. Like, you didn't get any kind of lean or anything like that to know that it was time to tap. It just could have went when it wanted to go. In regards to the draw was a little bit deceiving. It felt pretty snug, but I was still able to get a really good amount of smoke from each draw. So it was kind of just a weird thing there. I tried to use a draw tool to free things up, but it didn't help any. But I don't really felt like it necessarily, you know, affect the flavor negatively. I mean, I still got a ton of smoke, so not sure. So overall, what were your thoughts?
I liked the cigar. You know, I thought that it was a really good profile. Really dug that Baker's chocolate, especially really liked the jammy dried plums on the retro. That was just, you know, that was fairly special because I really taste like that stewed stone fruit thing going on in such distinctiveness. But the downside, I guess, of the cigar is it didn't keep up the entire smoking experience. So, you know, what I mean by that is within that last third, I kind of felt like, you know, the cigar kind of became a bit too mundane. There was a loss in complexities, and it was mainly just charred wood and black pepper for me. Mm-hmm. But you know, overall, good tasting profile with just excellent construction is that's a good cigar.
Yeah. The cigar was pretty one-dimensional for me, kind of focused around earthiness and wood. You know, transitions aren't necessary, but, you know, this cigar would have benefited from it because it came a little bit monotonous after the first third. Performance was pretty good, which is a plus. Medium strength the whole way, so it makes it approachable to most smokers. So I'd say it's worth a try. But it didn't really present an enjoyable enough experience for me to kind of recommend it past, you know, trying one. I'd smoke another one if someone gave it to me, but I'm probably not going to go and seek these out. So getting to the scores, I give it a 5.80. You gave it a 6.87. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
It matches up fairly well because I said that overall the smoking profile, flavor profile rather, was good. And I, you know, scored really high notes on the construction. So, you know, when you combine those together, something within the high sixes makes sense.
Yeah, my match is up. I mean, I rated the first third good and then the rest average. I think if maybe I could have kept that cocoa or chocolate flavor kind of going throughout a little bit more and it wasn't just kind of wood and earthiness, it would have definitely pumped up the score into the sixes. But, you know, you just kind of got hints of that through that first third. And then, you know, like I said, it just kind of became a little bit mundane and linear through the rest of the way. So, you know, I definitely smoke it again to give it another shot. But it's kind of a slightly above average cigar for me. Any other final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I mean, just within GRE in general, I'm excited to see what else they have. I, you know, the side of me that loves the old school Camacho and the Honduran tobacco that they use in Hamstrom Valley, like, you know, I hope there's a recreation of that, you know, and I want that goodness because it's so distinct and so creamy and buttery and nutty. Like, I hope they come out with, you know, the old school stuff that I miss.
Yep, exactly. Well, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. You can also catch all our recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.